Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. When Donald Trump finally got around to condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine half-heartedly, he blamed it on a failure of American leadership. He's trying to point the finger at Joe Biden. But the fact is that the finger is pointed directly at him. Trump's ass-kissing and groveling at the feet of Vladimir Putin and his sabotaging of NATO and our other alliances led to this crisis. Fortunately, as soon as Joe Biden got into the White House, he worked tirelessly to repair the damage that Trump caused, strengthening and unifying NATO and our other alliances. The unity of the response to the invasion all across the world was something Putin did not see coming, and is a tribute to Biden's leadership. And though it will not stop Russia from conquering Ukraine, it will come at a terrible cost to Russia. The resistance in Ukraine is fierce and furious. Outgunned and outnumbered, the Ukrainians are not going to roll over. They will fight, and don't be surprised if at some time in the future the Ukrainians find ways to retaliate inside Russia, like the Chechens did. And as a result of the sanctions imposed by so many nations, the Russian economy is in free fall. The ruble is now worthless. It's worth less than a penny. And it will get worse as time goes by. But there will be pain here in the USA and in the rest of the world too. Prices are going to rise, especially on oil. And economies that still haven't recovered from the pandemic are going to take another hit. But our suffering is nothing compared to what the people of Ukraine are going through. And a desperate Vladimir Putin is a very dangerous man. This can be seen in the fact that he has placed his nuclear forces on high alert, even though there is no real threat to Russia at this time. But there is some speculation that Putin might not survive this misadventure. The real threat to Putin may come from within. There have been massive demonstrations in Russia against the war. And the Russian oligarchs who have supported Putin for so long cannot be happy seeing the value of their wealth plummet and being denied access to money they have stashed in banks outside of Russia. So the big question is Putin deranged enough to start a nuclear war just so he can stay in power? And if he is, will there be anybody in Russia who can stop him? These are really scary questions, and right now they have no answers.